Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You know, this is affecting every aspect of our lives and every aspect, I suppose, of our deaths. And joining us right now for an update on the funeral situation and the grieving situation, we have our friend, the president of the Forest Lawn Cemetery Group, Joe Dispenza, on the line. Joe, thanks a lot for joining us on a Sunday. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Hope you and your family are staying safe.
Indeed, and yours as well. First of all, Joe, in the cemetery trade, when did you become first aware of the severity of COVID-19 and begin making your contingency plans, if you will?
Well, Tom, I guess fortunately, though it sounds odd to say, I've been on the New York State Department of Health Pandemic Planning Committee going back to H1N1, Ebola, swine flu, avian flu, et cetera. So we updated, at the Forest Lawn Group updated our pandemic plan almost 3 weeks ago and started implementing across the board, and fortunately, in consultation and with the other local cemeteries and crematories, in earnest over the past 2 weeks. So, for example, our local cemeteries have reached out to the Erie Niagara Funeral Directors Association, been working with them, with the Cremation Association of North America, with the New York State Association of Cemeteries and Funeral Homes, and trying to provide and continue providing as an essential service burial and cremation arrangements to families with as little adjustment as possible. But unfortunately, any adjustment at this time is a very difficult adjustment for families.
Well, of course, you have people who are going through the stress of COVID-19, the health stresses, the economic stresses, and in the event that someone close to them dies, Joe, can you tell us how the grieving process has been affected?
Sure. Rituals and tributes are all we can count on at the worst times in our lives. And unfortunately, rituals and tributes have now been interrupted, not only based on religion and faith, but ethnic custom. So, as directed by government, funeral directors, who always are on the front lines for us, and I don't mean just us cemeteries, I mean me personally and every single one of us, they continue to be on the front line of trying to provide these essential services and removing the decedent from the place of death, whether it be at the home, nursing home, or hospital. But now they're launched into a whole new reality because often people are dying without having their family at their bedside. And to comply with government regulations of only immediate family and the funeral director attending the committal or the cremation, the local cemeteries have mandated that the funeral directors bring the body to the cemetery only. If immediate family is defined by statute, the spouse, the parents of the deceased, and the children, choose to attend or follow that casket or urn to the cemetery, the cemeteries across Erie County are mandating that the family stay within their cars, allow our team with full PPE, personal protective equipment, bring the casket to the grave or the crypt, or the urn to the niche, place the casket into the grave or into the crypt, then allow the family with the funeral director, only if the family chooses, to come and say their goodbye, then remove themselves within social distancing practices back to the car and allow our staff to safely cover the body in the crypt or in the grave. At the crematory, only funeral directors can accompany the body to the crematory, and there are no visitations or viewings at the crematory. And that's been in place now for over 2 weeks, and that is really a directive across the state of New York.
So if I understand you correctly, there are no more pallbearers as far as friends and family are concerned. This is all done. The pallbearing is done by professional teams?
That's our intention and our hope. But, Tom, we're dealing with people. And we're certainly not here to become some type of militia. We're asking people and the funeral directors to understand our goal. Our goal at the cemeteries across New York State and Western New York particularly, is to keep our staff safe so we can continue to bury your loved ones. So we are asking for social distancing. In the event, in the Muslim tradition, in the Jewish tradition, and certain customs, where it is so very important that your friends carry you to the grave, our staff will step away. You can bring that casket to the grave, though it's highly recommended you don't. And we will not approach the grave and conduct the interment or the entombment until the family and funeral director has reestablished a minimum of 10 feet of social distancing. And with gloves, we will commit that body in its casket to the ground or to the crypt.
We are talking with Joe Dispenza, who is the president of the Forest Lawn Group of Cemeteries, live on Sunday at News Radio 930 WBEN. Joe, can you talk, obviously you have dealings with all of the local funeral directors. Can you talk about their special concerns in light of COVID-19?
Certainly. I can tell you, being in touch with the local funeral directors, they continue to provide their essential services. And, you know, many of them, no, that's wrong. All of them are trying to provide comfort at a time where comfort isn't possible. But now, especially during COVID-19, comfort, even under the, even trying to accomplishment, is strained. So when they come to your home to do a removal, perhaps a heart attack, a stroke, somebody who is already under hospice care and dying, most of them are asking the family to please maintain distance, allow them to come and do the removal from their home so that they themselves are not exposed. I will tell you, the funeral directors have a right to enter any facility in full PPE, gowns, booties, gloves, full masks, hoods, etc., to do the removal, regardless of how the person died. That's universal precautions. But funeral directors, remember, that could be my mom tomorrow, God forbid my spouse, or even worse, God forbid my child. So they try to provide some degree of normal removal techniques. They are, many of them, offering memorial service or visitations online. The health department in the state of New York has encouraged funeral directors to do immediate disposition, bring the body to the cemetery, to the crematory, and follow up with a memorial service or committal service later. Remember, Tom, this will pass. We will get through this. We live in a wonderful time in this country where we have technology at our fingertips, and the dead, once they're dead and not being preachy, they're in a place of peace and rest. It's us who have to mourn. And maybe those mourning rituals, me being a practicing Roman Catholic, might be delayed, but I have to remain galvanized to the point that my loved one is at peace.
Joe Dispenza is the president of the Forest Lawn Group of Cemeteries. He's with us on News Radio 930 WBEN. Joe, from a common sense point of view, given the existing situation, it would seem that the funeral home people really need to be treating every death and every death scene as one where COVID-19 may be present, whether it is or not. You spoke about universal precautions.
Absolutely. And quite frankly, I remember very well, going back to when AIDS first presented itself, you do a removal from a hospital or from home, you weren't told what that person died of. And that's to protect any type of, whether it be a social stigma or a religious stigma or a personal family or ethnic stigma. People die. Every single person who dies should be treated and handled with universal, now called standard, precautions, personal protective equipment. So our crematory at Forest Lawn happens to be the most active crematory in Erie County, performing over 4,200 cremations a year. Whether that person came to us 6 months ago, 6 years ago, or 6 hours ago, that person is handled with the same dignity and respect, and the funeral director bringing them to us, regardless of what they died from, under personal protective equipment and proper handling of the deceased and the dignity afforded every human being. So, yes, gloves, masks are worn. Yes, cremation is performed as soon as possible, as is interment. The funeral directors do have to act as if everybody, under all normal circumstances, has a contagious disease. So does the hospitals. So does hospice.
Joe, we have heard elsewhere about crematoria and undertakers being absolutely overwhelmed with the volume and number of dead bodies. And I'm curious, how long in 2020 does it take to fully cremate a body and get another one in and taken care of?
In our modern crematories across the state of New York, 2 hours. And Tom, you know me, I'm a 330-pound male. A cremation for me could approach 3 hours. An average-sized person could be an hour and a half to 2 hours. The facilities that in downstate, Queens, that are being overwhelmed because processing the paperwork, most of which is electronic today, is holding up the body moving efficiently from the place of death in the hospital to the hands of the funeral directing community, to the arrangements of the family, to the grave, or to the crematory. In Western New York, I don't see any backup right now. Things are moving smoothly. We, at our group of cemeteries on Friday, we had 12 burials across all of our cemeteries, which is, I hate to say this, and please don't take it wrong, is typical on a workday in our crematory. And that I know at our other local cemeteries, Elm Lawn, Mount Calvary, et cetera, their crematories are not being overwhelmed. So our staff is prepared. The other cemeteries are prepared. And I hope I don't cause problems with this. Mark Polenkars has been on top of reaching out to me to make sure our crematories and our cemeteries have what we need. The Cutler family, who were in the casket business and are in the crematory business, have been coordinating that our staff has proper PPE so we can continue to function. And our goal is to provide that necessary service as punctually as possible with the dignity required of every human being in this country.
As somebody who knows about pandemics, having been a member of that committee, do you see any possibility that our apex in Western New York is going to surpass the ability to rapidly cremate those who pass?
I think most crematories in our own town, we've actually built in a staffing situation. So we have in reserve a full complement of staff. We're open 18 hours a day, 7 days a week normally. So we have a full staff in reserve at home. If, and God forbid, there is an exposure, we have a full staff that can go home and quarantine, stay safe from themselves and their families, and bring in a secondary staff to run the place until that quarantine closes. All of our offices are working remotely. except for there is limited people in the office to handle those families who have to come in and make a burial arrangement. And we do that with social distancing. We've employed, you know, nowadays my kids are 16 and 19. The baby monitors are much different. We have baby monitors in room. Mm. We can talk remotely to families and they can ask their questions and do that. So I don't see us being overcome. I pray, Tom, that we're not. But a disease, a pandemic is a pandemic. And our job is to prepare using every possible resource so that we're not overrun.
Joe Dispenza, president of the Forest Lawn Group of Cemeteries. Joe, I know that you're in touch with the funeral director. I'm sure you are also in touch with the Erie County Medical Examiner's Office. To date, has there been an increase in suicide?
No. From what the records I see coming in, the typical deaths we see at this time of the year, post the holidays, going into spring, from what is normal death at this time, I see those numbers remaining absolutely in line with what they are every other year at this time. Have there been COVID cases that have come to my crematorium cemetery and to my colleagues in Western New York? Absolutely. But again, I don't see an additional increase. What I do think is important is that I do with my own family, as we do with our own staff, as I do as an employer, be kind to your employees. Find a way to get change from a penny so you can keep everybody employed, even if they're working from home. Ordering a pizza from a local guy now and then, or gal who's running a place, so people are reminded that they're appreciated. Say a prayer when you put your head down on the pillow, and let's keep moving forward like this country always does, even in the worst of times.
Joe, you mentioned the economics of it, and like anything in life, death has its own economics. Given the economic situation many people find themselves in right now, if they want something but they can't currently afford that which they want, is Forest Lawn and your group of cemeteries making arrangements with people for deferred payments?
Yeah, actually, we've talked to the company who handles our insurance assignments, so families don't have to come in. They can do it remotely. We are encouraging those families who have made arrangements pre-need. We provide them with a gift certificate to Tim Hortons for some donuts and coffee when they want it, if they want to go on an automatic payment or extend their payments. We are trying to help families who are out of work right now until the government helps, supports them in every possible way, working with funeral directors to try to make this expense, if death is thrust upon you right now for any reason, COVID or normal circumstances, we're trying to make it as easy as possible for you in these challenging times. Again, understand, Tom, that I have a staff of 110 people. I am a not-for-profit organization. I have Teamsters and non-union. I have, you know, all my employees medical. I want to keep them as whole as possible, too. So it's not a wave a white flag by any means. It's simply double down on counting on the human condition to rally through.
Indeed. Joe Dispenza, man, good to talk to you again, and we will speak soon. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you, Tom.
Joe Dispenza is the president of the Forest Lawn Group of Cemeteries.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.